सर्वशास्त्राब्द पीयूषा सर्ववेदैक सत्फला सर्वसिद्धांत रत्नाध्या सर्वलोकेक दृक्पदा सर्वभागवत प्राण श्रीमद्भागवत प्रभु कलिध्वांतदितादित्य श्रीकृष्ण परिवर्तित ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वती व्यासं ततो जय मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिके कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंद गोप कुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। ओम ज्ञानतिमिरांधस्य ज्ञानांजना शलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः। श्री चैतन्य मनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकम्। वंदेहम श्रीगुरो श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथानितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखानितां च। नमो विष्णुपादाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामी निति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वती देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देश तारिणे वंशकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे। हरे कृष्ण। It's my great fortune to be here in Krishna Balaram Mandir and discussing Srimad Bhagavatam. I seek blessings from all the assembled Vaishnavas, especially Srila Prabhupada disciples, all the senior devotees. We are reading Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 9, Chapter 3, entitled The Marriage of Sukanya and Shravan Muni. And we'll read text 15 and 16. 15. पुरुषस्त्रय उतस्तुर अपि व्या अपि व्या वनिता प्रिया पद्मस्रजः कुंडलिनस् तुल्या रूपा सुवाससः। Thereafter, three men with very beautiful bodily features emerged from the lake. They were nicely dressed and decorated with earrings and garlands of lotus. All of them were the same standard of beauty. Text 16, please repeat after me. Tan niriksha bararoha sarupan suryavarchasaha अजानति पतिम साध्वी அஸ்வினோ சரணம் யயோ தான் அன்டு தேம் நிரீக்ஷ்ய ஆஃப்டர் அப்சர்விங் வராரோஹா தட் பியூட்டிஃபுல் சுகன்யா சரூபான் ஆல் ஆஃப் தேம் ஈக்வலி பியூட்டிஃபுல் சூரிய வர்ச்சசா வித் எ பாடிலி இஃபல்ஜென்ஸ் லைக் தி இஃபல்ஜென்ஸ் ஆஃப் சன் அஜானதி நாட் நோயிங் பதிம் ஹர் ஹஸ்பண்ட் சாத்வி தட் செஸ்ட் உமன் அஸ்வினோ அண்டு தி அஸ்வினி குமாரஸ் சரணம் ஷெல்டர் யயௌ டு ட்ரான்ஸ்லேஷன் அண்ட் பர்போர்ட் பை ஹிஸ் டிவைன் கிரேஸ் ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத் ஸ்ரீல பிரபுபாத் கி ஜெய் ட்ரான்ஸ்லேஷன் தி செஸ்ட் அண்ட் வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல் சுகன்யா குட் நாட் டிஸ்டிங்விஷ் ஹர் ஹஸ்பண்ட் ஃப்ரம் தி டூ அஸ்வினி குமாரஸ் ஃபார் தேர் ஈக்வலி பியூட்டிஃபுல் நாட் அண்டர்ஸ்டாண்டிங் ஹூ ஹர் ரியல் ஹஸ்பண்ட் வாஸ் ஷி டுக் ஷெல்டர் ஆஃப் தி அஸ்வினி குமாரஸ் பர்போர்ட் சுகன்யா குட் ஹாவ் செலக்டட் எனி ஒன் ஆஃப் தேம் as her husband, for one could not distinguish among them. But because she was chaste, she took shelter of the Ashwini Kumaras, so that they could inform her who her actual husband was. A chaste woman will never accept any man other than her husband, even if there be someone equally as handsome and qualified. Hare Krishna. So this ninth canto we are reading the marriage of Sukanya and Chavan Muni. So many devotees that take some time the Chavan Pras made by Chavan Muni in the beginning. So Sukanya is a very chaste lady. Those who are hearing this section since days, they know the story how Sukanya was so chaste. She could married with a very old rishi who is Chavan Muni. Now in this verses, Ashwini Kumaras and Chavan Muni, they both entered that kunda, and then when they came out, all of them are looking similar, practically similar, everything is similar. They look just like we see in some television or movie that one person takes the role of double, triple, and four and so many things, double role, triple role, like that. So it's very difficult. It was very difficult for Sukanya to distinguish among the who is my actual husband. So sometimes the test for the devotees or for a chaste lady like Sukanya, it happens that the test of her devotion or his devotion, that to exactly know who is his master. We hear the story of something similar story of when you go to Jaipur, and before that Karoli, Madan Mohan ji. So I will not go to the detail, but the story is something similar, that princess, she had to select who is actual Madan Mohan. There was a set of deities of Madan Mohan, and she has to select the actual Madan Mohan, then only she can take to Karoli. That was a test. There are various sets of Madan Mohan. And she pleaded to the Lord, and she got some indication, and she could know who is actual Madan Mohan, and she took it, and that is now in Karoli. So how it happens, if that person is very devotion and chaste. So here we see that Sarupan, all of them are equally beautiful and they are Surya Varchasa. You see the verse. With a bodily effulgence like the effulgence of the sun. Very bright, all of them, all three. Tan Niriksha, after observing unto them, who is observing here? Sukanya. Bararoha Sadhvi. The Visheshan of Sukanya is Bararoha and Sadhvi. The beautiful chest woman Sukanya. Bararoha. One is very beautiful, extremely beautiful. Patim Ajanati, not knowing the Pati, or not distinguishing, or not recognizing her own husband. Aswinau Saranam Yayau. She took shelter of the Aswini Kumaras. And those Aswini Kumar also among the three persons, the set of three persons. So Chakravarti Pad says, Sukanya, amongst you two Aswini Kumaras should be merciful. She is praying to Aswini Kumaras, please be merciful upon me. And so my actual husband. So this is the meaning of taking shelter of Aswini Kumar. Even though the demigods Aswini Kumars are also very beautiful, handsome and bright looking, but she didn't want any other person other than her own husband. So here the chastity of a woman is mentioned. In our Vedic literature, in our Bharatavarsha, there are so many personalities like this. Those were very chaste ladies. I heard a sentence from my preceptor, His Grace Radhishyam Prabhu. He says that the purity of a woman is chastity and the purity of a man is celibacy. So there are few verses which talks about chastity of women. There are many chaste ladies in this Vedic period. There are seven chaste ladies who are being glorified like Paramahansa. How we glorify the Paramahansa, those who are above even the sannyasis. These ladies, if we remember these ladies, early in the morning, our days will go nicely and will be purified. There are seven chaste ladies in the Puranas. Mandodari cha sabari cha matanga sishyattara tatha atri banita nipunatu ahalya kuntis tatha drupada raja suta subhakta etaha param Paramahamsa Sama Prasidha. So he says, Mandodari, the wife of Ravana, number one, she is a chaste lady. Matanga Sishya, who is the Savari, she is also one chaste lady. And Tara is the wife of Bali, the monkey king, Bali. Three. And four is Atri Banita Nipuna. Who is the wife of Atri Muni? Anusaya. She is another chaste lady. And the wife of Gautama, Ahalya. Five. And from one family, the mother-in-law and the daughter-in-law. Kunti and Draupadi. So these are the seven chaste ladies. They are as good as Paramahansa. Just like we worship Paramahansa, sannyasis, they are so chaste. So any such chaste ladies and those who follow such mothers, they deliver the two bansas, kulas or families. One is connected with the fathers and another family is connected with the husband. Like Kunti says, Toi me ananya besaya visaya madhupatu muhu. And before that, he says, drudam pandushu vrushnishu. Like that she says. So she has two connection. One is with family, parent side, another with husband side. So if some chaste lady is there, she by her chastity, by her devotion, by her service attitude towards the husband, she can deliver the parent side and the husband side also. So therefore it is said, pati prata chaya nari patyur nityam hite rata. That lady, the patibrata nari, one who is constantly engaged in the welfare of her husband. Kulam dvayasya purusha. Two kula, matru pitru kula and pati kula. The family of husband and the family of fathers. Uddhva redsha sata satam. 100 generation of the pitru kula and 100 generation of the patikula, they will be delivered just by chastity of one pativrata nari. So powerful. And such chaste ladies, they sanctify, they purify the place where they put their feet. They are so purifying. Pativrataya charano yatra yatra sprased bhuvam. While roaming in the earth, wherever they put their feet, that particular place, say home, village, town or country, tatra tatra bhavet sahi papa hantri supapani. So wherever such chaste ladies, they put their feet on the earth, that particular place becomes completely sinless and most purified. So, like this, there are many references we get from Shastra that the power of a chaste woman. So, a chaste lady is just one who is attached to her husband and please her by his service attitude. In any circumstance of life, either ups and downs, she is with him. So that is the one of the quality of a chaste woman. And the example we will see that the most chaste women of in our either Vedic time or now also is Sita Devi, Mother Sita. How she gave up all the comforts and in every situation of her husband's life, like during exile or even during Ayodhya, she was with him. So how her service attitude and towards her husband and in-laws, like brother-in-law, in Hindi we say Devar, Bhavi, all these things. But in English it is very common. You just add in-law, everything will come in that. Brother-in-law, father-in-law, mother-in-law, in-law, everything. So there you don't find that relationship. Devar, the brother of Var, means husband. So, instance, one example is there. The Sita Devi, Sri Ram and Lakshman are going in exile. And in one village they stopped because they were thirsty. Sita was thirsty. And Sri Ram Lakshman saw that Sita Devi is thirsty. So in one village they stopped. And that village they saw that three effulgent, so beautiful looking, as if appearing from the heavenly planet. They are going. And they don't know who are they. And eventually the news went that these are the prince and of Ayodhya, they are in exile, they are going to the forest. So just to know, they were asking. The scene is that, just pictureize in your mind, Ram and Lakshman are sitting under a tree, all the men were surrounding, and Sita was another side, all the women were surrounding. So now, The women are asking, they are the village women, simple, they don't know much etiquette, how to ask a question, in which way, they have not attended any Vaishnava etiquette class. So they just asking casually. And even they are saying also, oh Devi, please pardon us, forgive us, we don't know how to ask, but still we are asking that, who are these people? Who are these men? Indicating towards Rama and Lakshman. Now, there is a culture, when they go, the women talk with the women, the men talk with the men. So the men were surrounded with Rama and Lakshman. So they were looking, this Sri Ram looks like Markat Mani, green sapphire, like in Hindu we say panna. His bodily luster was so effulgent, looking like that. And Lakshmana is looking like molten gold. Tapta Kanchana Gauranga. He was looking like that. So they were asking that, who are these men? And their faces, Sri Rama and Lakshman's face, they were looking like Sarat Purnima ka Chand. The full moon of autumn's Sarat Purnima, the first day of Kartik. You remember? Everyone likes that Purnima. Their eyes are looking, the eyes of Lord Rama and Lakshman, they are looking the kamal, the lotus, the blossom lotus in the Sarat Purnima. So beautiful looking. So they are asking Sita Devi. And who is Sita Devi? She, whose eyes are looking like baby deer, Mrignayani. Sita's eyes are Mrignayani, baby deer. And her voice is like cuckoo. So sweet voice. In this world we can see, if someone is a good singer, they say that she or he sings like a cuckoo. So Sita, when she speaks, she, her voice is like cuckoo. And so they are asking, who are these men? Can you just introduce us? So Sita is replying. And in Ramayana, in such a nice, wonderful way, it is written, Sahaj Subhaya Subhagtan Gore, Sahaj Subhaya Subhagtan Gore, Naam Lakhan Laghu Devar More. They are asking, who are these men, Ram and Lakshman? She could have said, my husband. But she first introducing Lakshman. How she is introducing Jassi? Sahaj Subhaya Subhagatanu Gore. Who is very sober, mild, gentle, golden complexion. How many adjectives she is using just to introduce one person, Lakshman? And she is my Laghu Devar. Not only Devar, Laghu Devar, my younger brother-in-law. That means there are other Devar are there, other brother-in-laws are there in Ayodhya. And they were satisfied, the village women were satisfied. Okay, he is your Devar. And who is the other one? When they asked about Sri Ram, how Sita said, she didn't say anything. She didn't say, he is my mister and others are disaster only. Because of them only we are in forest. Now she is replying, Bahuri badana vidhu aanchal dhanki, Bahuri badana vidhu aanchal dhanki, Priyatana chitai bhokar baanki. How the way she replies, it is so touching to the heart. She didn't say anything. When they ask about who is that other one, who looks like so beautiful and green sapphire, his or bodily complexion is covering the moon-like face. Sita Devi is covering her head, face, covering the moon-like face with the far end of the sari, like that. The Mataji, they cover the face. Priyatana chitai bhaunkar baanki. She just looked at Sri Ram with the side glance. You know? She just looked at, she didn't say anything. With a side glance, she looked at Sri Ram. That was enough. All the village women are so intelligent and they could understand that, okay, he is your Johar. He is your husband. Like that they understood. So, just see how the intimate relationships were there. Even now also we see there are so many families, they are following the Vedic rituals, the Vedic so nicely. So this was that. Of course now someone can say the days, the months, the years, the yugas have passed. Prabhu, you are telling about Treta Yuga. This is Kali Yuga. Whatever may be.